Stan to the Flathead. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, here we are in the 8 o'clock hour. This is John Jackson sitting in for Aaron Flint. Aaron Flint is in D.C., and he will be back with you tomorrow live from the swamp. Live from the swamp, where he will have all kind of interesting guests and fun stuff for you. I want to get to Tom right now. Tom is on the line in Billings. If you could send that over to me. To me, Caden. There we go. Let's see. You got to hit the answer button here, and then there we go. Morning, Tom.
Hey, how we doing, John?
Good, sir. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. This might be your wokest moment of the day. As a politician and a combat veteran, you know, Hakeem Jeffries, what we call Department Store Obama, and Chuck Schumer, Palestinian rebel. These people, your last caller, Brian, was way off base. Donald Trump is trying to get our troops, our TSA, and our other federal employees paid through everything that he is doing through the tariff. Brian was totally wrong. Donald Trump is doing everything he can. The problem is for the last 4 years, Joe Biden and, the auto plan that he gave to everybody, and brought 20 million illegal immigrants into this country is screwing all of us Americans over. And this has got to stop. Tim Holman, Donald Trump, Pam Bundy need to increase and get a little nastier. And that's all I got to say.
All right. Thank you very much, Tom. Yeah, I tell you, just so everybody knows, so we're clear, my background is in law enforcement, 30 years. So I could tell you that I'm an expert on all things criminal law, law enforcement, crime, all of that stuff. But when it comes to the economy, you know that song, I don't know much about history, don't know much biology. But you know what I do know? I do know that President Trump did that for his whole life as an international businessman and a very successful one, a billionaire one. So when the man is coming in here and taking these things upon himself to correct them, I'm not going to try and second guess him. And you even saw the Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, who is an enemy of President Trump's, come out here and say the other day that these tariffs were not the primary driver of inflation. Okay, so I think that's all you need to hear about that, but I'm not going to be second-guessing a billionaire businessman on how we need to straighten out the economy.
It's October 28th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today's Animation Day. Go ahead, watch your favorite cartoon established in 2002 to celebrate the rising art of animation. On this day in 1886, the Statue of Liberty is dedicated by U.S. President Grover Cleveland and followed by the first ticker tape parade in New York City. A one-day increase of global COVID-19 cases of more than 500,000 for the first time, rising 25% in under 2 weeks, according to Reuters in 2020. Hurricane Zeta makes landfall in 2020 in the U.S. near Cocodrie, Louisiana, as a Category 2 storm. And way back in 1893, the famed Russian conductor Peter Tchaikovsky conducts the first performance of his symphony, No. 6 in B minor. I'm CJ Papa. That's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This week. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, there we go. There we go. We have on line one, can you send over TJ Smith to me, Caden? We'll get him on here and see what he's got to say. He's talking about $37 trillion in debt. He's talking about the debt. I think it's $38 trillion. TJ, good morning.
Good morning, sir. Just wanted to say something real quick about that. 37, 38, it'll be 39 tomorrow. That is the most bipartisan thing in Washington, D.C. But when we're signed by, we need to look in the mirror and say we're the ones to blame because our founding fathers gave us Article 5 of the Constitution to do something about it. And until we step up and do it, it's going to continue into perpetuity. So join the tradition of states and let's do something about it. That's what I have to say.
Yeah, 100%, 100%, TJ, you're dead on there. And that is the one bipartisan thing that goes on in D.C. is they want all of them keep spending your money. And I've said that here on Aaron Flint's show for at least 2 years. That is what they all have in common. Now, do occasionally they want to spend it on different things? Yeah, yeah. I mean, maybe they have different ways that they want that money to go. But they don't want to cut your spending. And the thing that's so really infuriating about it is you listen to Republicans out there on the stump, and that's a part of the conservative platform. That is the bedrock of the conservative platform is less government, less spending, less taxes, all of that. That's bedrock, foundational belief. But actually doing it, none of them ever do it. None of them ever want to do it. And I include President Trump in that, too. But I know President Trump believes that his economy, his booming economy, will somehow outgrow that. But see, that would happen if President Trump was going to be in office for 12, 16 years and could see that through. But we all know that's not going to happen. Not to mention the fact that spending is our own tax dollars being used against us, being weaponized and used against us. Always remember, people always talk about the swamp, drain the swamp. One key thing to remember, and this doesn't matter whether it's Helena, Montana, the capital, and our state government or D.C. The money is the water of the swamp. It's what brings in all the snakes and alligators and mosquitoes. Without the water, without the money, there's no more swamp, guys. So if people are really wanting to drain that swamp, then drain the effing money. Okay, if people talk to you about they want to drain the swamp and they're talking about cutting spending, they're completely and utterly full of Adam Schiff, okay? I had some audio here that hopefully Caden can pull up for me, and I'm going to set it up for you. This is a guy that was at that No Kangs protest here last week where he just felt really comfortable getting up on a microphone and telling everybody to go out and grab a gun and shoot ICE agents. And his name is Moises Bernal. Go ahead and run that audio there, Caden. I'm not hearing it there. Let's see. not hearing it there. Yeah, he says just keep on going. It's not playing there yet. He said, okay, so he's giving me 1 minute. Here we go. Okay. Just run it whenever you get a minute. All right. He's talking to himself. He thinks I can hear him, but I can't. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Kareem, do you have any regrets at all for anything that you said while you were speaking on behalf of this administration?
That's KJP right there. The other one would be Moises Bernal.
We got to grab a gun. We got to turn around the guns on this fascist system. These ICE agents got to get shot and wiped out. This state, the state machinery, that's a full display right there, has to get wiped out.
Can you believe that? Did you just hear that? This is a guy that felt fully comfortable going out in public and getting on a microphone and telling everybody to grab a gun and we got to shoot these ICE agents. And I bet you'll never guess what this guy does for a living. Or should we say did for a living? And he's working for Chicago City College. He's a professor. Well, he was. Because thanks to some of the work of the really good people out here on social media, meaning our friend Niz, who called in earlier, our friend Laura Loomer, who has called in to Montana Talks before, people like them got out here and not only identified this guy, but exposed him, and he has been fired from Chicago City Colleges. And that should also, he should be criminally charged for that, for terroristic threats, threatening federal agents, inciting to riot, possession of a rape tool. I don't care what you got to come up with on this guy. Charge him for this. Did you ever believe you would come to a place in our society where someone would feel comfortable in a public setting screaming into a microphone, go get a gun and kill federal agents? I mean, did you ever think you would see that? People feel like they're completely and utterly able to do that out here in our society. Well, no, we have free speech, sure enough. But you cannot do that. You cannot incite violence and ask others to pick up a gun and go kill federal agents. Yeah, that's against the law. And he effed around, Moises effed around, and he found out.
Fox Sports Update.
A long night's journey into day. I'm Jared Max. Game 3 of the World Series historic. It ended at 2:50 a.m. Eastern Time this morning in the bottom of the 18th inning at Dodger Stadium.
11:50 in Los Angeles.
Coleman sends a fly ball to center field. Rysho's going back before the catch.
On Fox TV, Freddie Freeman, whose walk-off grand slam ended Game 1 of last year's World Series, sent Dodger Stadium into a frenzy when he ended Game 3 of this series with a walk-off home run to give the Dodgers a 6-5 victory over the Blue Jays and 2-1 lead in the best-of-seven series. The game lasted 6 hours 39 minutes, not as long as the 7 hours and 20 minutes the Dodgers needed to beat the Red Sox in Game 3 of the 2018 series, also 18 innings. These the longest in World Series history. No player had ever reached base in a playoff game more than 6 times before last night. Shohei Ohtani got to base 9 times in Game 3.
Once in forever, Shohei Ohtani, who will start Game 4 in 24 hours, he has tied Game 3 with his second home run of the night.
On Fox TV, World Series record time, 4 extra base hits for Ohtani, 2 home runs, 2 doubles. He walked in his final 5 times to bat. 4 intentional walks of one player, a postseason record. Ohtani will be the Dodgers starting pitcher tonight, Game 4. Shane Bieber starts for the Blue Jays, who await MRI results on George Springer. He left last night's game early, discomfort in his side. Monday Night Football, the Chiefs over the Commanders, 28-7. 3 touchdown passes for Patrick Mahomes. 2 scores for Kareem Hunt. Kansas City 5-3. Washington 3-5. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
It's the
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
There we go. We are back here. And we have, I believe we've got Nate on the line from New York's Get In. Nate, do you hear me?
I do.
What's going on, my brother? Gotcha.
Hey, well, you might hear a little noise in the background because I've been, I got my body armor ready and stacking magazines because I got to go to Walmart on Saturday. But I'm going to, I need your advice. I was thinking of the 9mm, but I'm wondering with the water buffaloes there, I might go with the 10. I think I might need the bear gun. What do you think?
Well, Nate, you got to remember we're not on Spaces here. We're on radio. So I don't think I'm going to answer that question.
Well, it's also New York. So if I even look at somebody crooked, I'm going away.
Yeah, that's true. Everybody. But if, for you guys to know what Nate is talking about, he has now since the specter of the SNAP benefits going away here this weekend, you have had all over social media out here, every single, shall we say, person of color over 250 pounds is out here threatening all of us out here on social media and threatening the grocery store, saying, by God, they don't get their food stamp this come November. They just go in the store and be stealing. And y'all don't be getting in their way. That's what Nate is talking about there. So we're talking about the Shaniqua color revolution that may be getting ready to happen come next week.
Whatever should you mean? I was not referring to anyone in particular. I was just talking about my personal safety, John. So we got that going. And then what else do we have here? From the, you know, and I do, I have to say, I was listening earlier when I was on the train doing the New Yorker nonsense where you take the train into the city and go to work. And I heard you early and you were talking about this. But I have to tell you, it is so refreshing to hear the commercials on Montana Talks. I mean, I'm talking, you know, the Ag Report. I love the Ag Report.
Probably a lot different than the commercials you hear on New York.
You know, my report is that, you know, we're getting the fentanyl report. We're getting the, you know, we're getting the, you know, where's the cop report? You know, hey, you know, they're over on 63rd. You know, don't go that way. You know, bring the crack over to the other side. But so it's refreshing to hear that Ag Report. I like that.
Well, you're probably getting ready to here in the next week. You're going to be getting the call to Durka Durka report.
My daughters have their hijabs ready to go. Wait for that. Wife has the full burqa ready. So yeah, it's going to be a dog show here in a couple of weeks. It's going to happen. It's either going to be him, Mamdani, the commie is the commie Muslim is going to either win by 80 points or Sliwa will win. It's just going to be one or the other. I won't be shocked if either thing happens.
Yeah, but I think we were talking about that earlier this morning. I want to bounce this off of you as a New Yorker. My opinion is all of these things that, you know, the socialism and communism that he is promising out there, most of them he won't be able to do as far as basically seizing everybody's assets and giving them away to the poor folks and all the illegals up there. He's not going to be able to do most of that. He'll be able to his power as a mayor is crush the police department, first of all. He'll be able to do that. And what he's going to do is solidify that place as basically the new Dearborn, Michigan. He's going to make it an Islamic and illegal alien stronghold, first of all. That's my... My analysis of what he's actually going to do.
Well, yeah, I mean, and then you get into it and talk, you know, the boring stats of it is, you know, people, as much as we all appreciate the president, you know, the Make America Great Again, the problem is that people don't realize, and New York is an advanced microcosm. So they used to say that, you know, what happened in Europe happens before it happens here. Well, what happens in New York and California is you're getting a premonition of what's going to happen to the rest of the country. The demographics are already bad because the country that we want doesn't exist anymore. the people that elected Ronald Reagan do not exist in the same numbers that they existed in the 80s. This is a different voting block. It's a different pool of people. I think the studies are, New York's always been full of immigrants, but I think it's so much more pronounced. I want to say something like 65% of the people in the New York five boroughs of the city of New York are foreign born. That's the old phrase lately is if you import the third world, you get the third world. To your brilliant point, it's like, well, you know, enjoy, you're going to get it. So here it goes. Do you remember Ed Koch?
Sure.
So Ed Koch had a great funny line, and they asked him when he lost his election to Dinkins back years ago. He said, they said, hey, mayor, would you come back and would you vote? Would you run again? And he said, no, the voters have spoken and they must now be punished. That's pretty much what's going to happen.
Yeah, it's a big old shift sandwich, and all of y'all get to take a bite. It's funny you say that, Nate, because I said that very thing in a post yesterday, is that it's not really New Yorkers that are going to give you Mamdani. It's the hordes of foreign-born illegal alien scum that are going to give them to you. And that's why do you think Biden and the Democrats are all about illegal aliens? Because it's all about demographics. So it's all about numbers. But I tell you something, I can tell you from experience, I saw these type of people because I lived in those cultures for 10 years in Latin America. And that culture thinks that they have the next socialists come around and tell them all, we're going to take from the rich and we're going to give it all to you guys. That's what we're going to do. And they buy it every single time because it just sounds so good, doesn't it? We're going to take from those rich people and we're going to give it to you. Well, see, socialism is half a promise because they will take from the rich. But it ain't coming to you, pal. I mean, they're going to keep it. That's what they always do in every one of these countries. So if you think it's going to get you anywhere, it won't.
No. All they hear is free buses and free food at the supermarket. And once again, so yeah, to the point about demographics, I only steal from the best, John. So yeah, I was stealing from you. But what I was going to say is, I just thought I lost it out of my brain. This is good radio, folks. This is great. Hey, who's this New York guy? He can't even put a sentence together. What the heck was I just going to talk to you about? I forget. All right, whatever.
The nasty thing that a lot of people don't talk about, we hit this on Spaces a couple of weeks ago, is the last part of that sentence. It's because, yeah, the socialists and the communists, they're going to take from the rich, and it's not going to ever get to the people that voted for him.
I just remember.
Go ahead.
It was the great Rush Limbaugh, who we love, used to always say that you can't beat Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Santa is always going to win because Santa promises you everything. And that's basically that's the other version of what you were telling about Latin America. It's Santa Claus. It's free stuff. Here it comes. People vote for free stuff.
The nasty part of it is that there's a whole big portion of the population out here that even if the promise isn't fulfilled, even when these socialists like Mondani, they come and take from the rich and it never gets to the poor, there's a whole bunch of people that are still just happy as hell because at least some other people suffer. They're still happy with it as long as your stuff got taken away from you. It's a shame to say that people, that a big segment of the population out there would actually root for other people's failure, but they do.
Well, that's been going on for 60, 70 years where it's the, you know, sticking it to the man. So it's just that, you know, we're sticking it. And that's basically that animated the Obama administration was they were just sticking it. Sticking it. As George Costanza.
Sticking it. Well, thank you very much for the call, Nate, all the way from
my pleasure.
New York City. Let me see if I can get back. Oh, now,
for me.
Now I've got the echo in my what is going on with that echo? I just went off of there. All right, stand by one. We've still got this. He's saying I'm hearing the echo. There we go. I'm hearing this echo, but I don't know where the music is right now. So Kane's going to have to come in here and click one of these buttons. See, we did a special push over there to Teams. Yeah, Kane, I can't hear. I can't. Wait, the music is coming up here in a minute, I think. Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay, good. I want to make sure that we didn't mess that up. Is that on the right one? Is on air? Okay. Okay, now see, now I'm hearing that echo. Yeah, now I'm good. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, we're playing this fast and loose here this morning, as this goes. But yeah, we've got this up on Teams. We're going back and forth between actual live, you know, call in on the hardline phones versus the Teams link, and hopefully that Teams link went out a little clearer to you guys, but it does require me here on the board and Caden to switch things back and forth. So then trying to switch it back to what we had going there is you know, if you guys ever seen a radio board, this thing looks like you could fly the space shuttle with this thing. It is buttons and levers and blinking lights everywhere and the monitor buttons going every back and forth. But I think if I'm reading that right, I don't hear the music, but I think that is the music playing right now. And we're going to come back here with a good long segment here before the 9 a.m. hour. And I hear the music now, but that's still coming back, that
my mom is
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. The nice, smooth music going in there, coming off the break. Caden, go ahead and get me Rhonda. We got, I think we got Rhonda on the line, and she is one of our callers from Texas. Put that up to me there so I can click on it there, Caden. I do not see it there. Let's see. Do not see it there. Hold on. Where are we here?
Just keep going.
All right. Okay. Wait. I see you there, Rhonda. Stand by one. We're going to bring that up here so we can click over to you. We're going to try to get you on here. Stand by one. There we go. Now he's running back to his board, and is going to throw it over to me. It's a new system. It's the same system that Aaron is using, where Caden sends the calls in, and then the host has to click on it first. So as soon as he can send me that, I'll get you on. I saw a really funny piece just broke this morning. You guys know, with global warming and with climate change and all that, that's what these people have been screeching about for years. Just screeching that this was the end of the world. We were told that 20 years ago that back in the teens, it was going to be the end of the world, right? 10 years ago should have been the end of the world, but it never did happen. If you ever notice that, it never did quite happen. But now, the biggest guy out there, which is Bill Gates, won't be the end of humanity, will not lead to humanity's demise. It's so weird.
Now I'm getting that kickback in my microphone there, Caden. Okay, there we went to audio. So now who are we going to now? Okay, we're going to go to Z here. Z, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. And Bill Gates is right.
All right, now I'm getting some kind of... Caden, I'm getting the phone call is bleeding over here into the... You hear that? It's a phone call bleeding into the audio. Stand by, Z.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. Do I need to unmute this here? I don't know. Stand by. We've got a phone call bleeding over into the call. Okay. Yeah. There's a phone call like over the headset right here. I'm gonna take that mic off right there. As soon as I went to him, then you hear like a phone ringing in the background. So, okay. He is booting that up right now. Okay. We'll go on to another topic here on the shutdown. Did you guys see that now the largest go ahead. No, I don't hear it anymore. Okay. Okay. Z, are you out there?
Yes, I am here. And Bill Gates is right for once because the mighty humanity is the savior of humanity. You know, so we will persist and continue. And I forgot to say, hail Brandon with my topic this morning. This House report on Brandon's mental decline. We all saw that. We were talking about that on the podcast. But I do have a little bit of broadcast radio haiku for President Autopen, Grandpa Pudding Brains. And it goes like this. Brandon had joy. He had fun. He had seasons in the sun. But his diapers laden with slime grew riper over time. Thank you. Thank you very much. And hail Brandon.
Hail Brandon. Hail Brandon. Oh, thank you very much for the call. See? Hail Brandon. Hail Brandon. Now we're going to go over here and
we're going to stop this call. Leave that call. Put this back over here. And hopefully that is now back working. Now, I tell you what, we just need to stay off that Teams thing, Caden. Let's just take everybody over the straight phone call because going back and forth there is just too many moving parts there. Yeah. What Z was talking about there on Brandon, let's go Brandon and Joe Biden is it wasn't it amazing, guys, how we sat there for probably 3 out of those 4 years and had a stumbling old nursing home patient that was being it was Weekend at Bernie's. He was being paraded out as if he actually was the president, while the whole country was being run by a bunch of his ruthless communist underlings that did everything. The man could not even come out and talk at a press conference without being given notes and without having set up questions from the reporters, which he had then written for him on note cards, these set up answers. That's how bad the man was. And you notice they kept him out of the limelight. And whenever he did come out, it was real, real short clips. He walked away with no questions. And you saw him every time he went overseas. This was the big tell. Every time he went overseas, and a man his age and obviously with dementia, he got out of his routine and out of his sleep cycle and all of that. That's where he was an embarrassment to the world. Every time he went overseas, walking around like a doddering old man in front of world leaders and having them look at each other back and forth like, oh, my God, this guy is actually the president of the United States. What a sham. And probably the first time in my lifetime where you had people running the country that were never elected, never got one vote. These are the people pulling the strings of Weekend at Bernie there, Joe Biden. But the only justice we got out of all of that is Joe Biden left that office in utter disgrace. He had to leave. He was kicked out by his own party, had his worthless DEI vice president shoehorned in there for him, and then she was humiliated. That's the only justice we have here on Joe Biden, and that will be his legacy going forward. But what I was saying a minute ago about the shutdown here, the government shutdown, big piece of news came out yesterday, and that is the largest federal workers union, that's the AFGE, they are now coming out against the Democrats on this thing and telling them very loudly with a big, loud microphone, open up the government. And I forgot last time I heard about how many millions of people work for the federal government. I'm not sure. It's in the millions. This is not some tiny little unions of steel workers somewhere or longshoremen somewhere. These are millions of people that this union represents. And they are telling with a big loud microphone, telling the Democrats to open the government. And you notice they're not telling that to President Trump. They're not being dishonest about it. They're telling this right to the Democrats because they know the Democrats are the one that shut it down. And they don't want to see their workers have to go on and on and on and on without a paycheck. Because let's face it, guys, there are a lot of people in this country that say even if you do make a good salary, you might be living almost paycheck to paycheck, or we'll say month to month. And if you've got a spouse who, say, doesn't work or doesn't make that much of a salary, and you've got kids to pay for and all that, these days in this economy, and for the last 20 years, if you have that situation, you are almost living paycheck to paycheck, and you can't go more than a month or two without getting paid, and you're going to be in trouble. You're going to be in the position of not being able to meet your bills. It's just the dream of the 50s and the 60s in this country no longer works. A married couple today, if you want to have everything that you want in this life and you want your kid or kids to have that too, both of you got to work. It just is that way. Both of you got to work, and both of you got to bring in a fairly decent income. If you want to have that nice house in a nice neighborhood, and you want your kid to go to a nice school and have all just the nice things that, say, a normal middle class family would have in this country, that's just how it is. And so some of these people, I mean, God, you know how many federal workers live in the D.C. area, right? And those people, you know, trying to buy some little tiny little shack with a quarter acre property that probably costs $800,000, $1 million. You know, you're trying to meet that mortgage every month and all that. I get those people, guarantee you, they are mad and they know who did this. See, that's the thing. Most of these people out here, they're not falling for the mainstream media Democrat line here about this being on President Trump. Everybody knows this is the Democrat shutdown. And also, they know why. They know because the Democrats want you to pay for Obamacare, and they will also want you to pay for more health care for illegal aliens. Well, we'll see you right back here in just a second. This is Montana Talks.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
At this time last year, we were a week and a half away from the most important presidential election in our lifetime. Now, I had a good feeling at this time. I didn't want to convey that on the air because I don't want anybody to get complacent, because day of voting is always critical. And some of you got mad at me. You got mad because I pushed bank your vote. I know it's not the rules we want. They're still not the rules we want. I want Congress to fix it. But it played a critical role. So on election day at 9 a.m. when I went on with Dana and Bill Hemmer, I was able to say, we start this day off and Kamala has a math problem. And at 9:30 that night, I said, this is how this night's going to end. It's over.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, check it out. A new discovery found a massive trove of gold coins in the Czech Republic, minted by a long-lost civilization from before the 2nd century B.C. They also found silver coins among the artifacts. Not only have gold and silver been valued for thousands of years, but they can physically last that long as well. Just another reason why I have partnered with the award-winning company Goldco. I'm also a customer. Now, they sell gold and silver, and they're great at what they do. So if you're ready to learn how gold and silver can help protect your savings, call now 855-815-GOLD. On the web, it's HannityGold.com. They'll send you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. You can do your own due diligence and learn how you can get 10% in free bonus silver. It is the best silver offer out there. Don't miss this one. 855-815-GOLD or HannityGold.com. One more time, 855-815-G-O-L-D or HannityGold.com.
Fox rocks.
I'm Monica DeLuca. Renee Rapp is postponing the final dates of her Bite Me tour. The singer announced on social media, quote, I've been pushing through an illness, but my body has finally given out, noting that she needs to rest her voice. The gigs were originally planned for Sunday in Atlanta and Monday in Florida, but will now be November 4th and 5th. All original tickets will be honored for the new dates. And Kevin Jonas is releasing his solo debut single called Changing. This Joe Bros new song will officially drop November 20th as the Jonas Brothers 20th anniversary tour continues. While Kevin started out in the band with his younger brothers, Nick and Joe, in 2005, the group's other members began to venture out by 2011. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
It's morning in Montana. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
And there we go. There we go. We are back. We are back. That Rhonda that we had on the phone here a second ago, she is going to try to call back in, but she sent me a message. What she wanted to talk about, what she wanted to get into was this whole thing with the SNAP benefits and the DFU stamps, the EBT, y'all. Well, like I said in the first hour, this has, I think, in my opinion, this has backfired on the Democrats because I think this was one of the levers they thought they were going to use against us when these benefits ran out. But now people are discovering the truth of it. And it's going to blow back on them. 42 million people in this country eating on our dime. And the numbers behind this, the further analysis of the numbers will stagger you. That's 12% of the population, guys. 12% of the 340 million people that are estimated to be in the country are now eating on our dime. 59%, let's go ahead and say 60% of all illegal aliens are out there sucking off of our dime. 60% of them. The breakdown of some of the different peoples, 45% of Afghan immigrants are on food stamps, 42% of Somalis, 34% of Iraqis, 23% of Haitians. This notion that you're fed by these Democrats out here, that all these illegal aliens coming in from the third world Adam Schiff holes, that they somehow add to this community, is one gigantic lie. Now, that right there, that's just the numbers from the food stamps, guys. Think about what they are sucking out of this community with their effect on criminal justice, with their effect on healthcare, with their effect on schools, and then what do they eventually do to the politics of our country? Look at what's getting ready to happen in New York. Look at what's already happened in California, in Minnesota, in Minneapolis. That's what happens to your politics. They get in here, they take over, and they vote for more of your stuff. Okay? Because if they were successful and prospering people, they wouldn't be here to begin with. All right? We have to stop all immigration, period, into this country for now until we have a new system. And it's all based on this one thing. We kind of talked about this earlier. We are $38 trillion in debt. And no politician out there on either side of the aisle should be talking about anything else until they deal with that. every one of your Republican representatives, whether they be city, county, state, federal, every time they're at a town hall, every time they're on TV, radio, that's they should preface everything with that they say with first saying, well, Jesse, we are $38 trillion in debt, so therefore, A, B, C, D, and E. Not one thing do we have a penny for. We're broke. We're not just broke. We're $38 trillion in debt. And that is the monster that's going to take us all down if it's not stopped. I want to hear every single politician out there prefacing everything they say with that. That's what my father did years ago when he was the comptroller for a county commission. Every scheme they came up with, he'd stand up in the back room and say, how are you going to pay for that? And they never had an answer because it was always just more loans and more debt.
You got me!
The galaxy's safe once again.
Sometimes kids play with pretend guns. It's up to us to make sure they don't play with real ones. Keep yours stored locked and unloaded. Learn more at nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Cats are masters at using up their nine lives, like chasing laser pointers into walls or jumping onto high shelves. But the one thing cats never do, text while driving. So be like a cat and protect your one and only life. Don't text and drive.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.